We could start with playing with a kind of breathing game that comes from Jin Shin Jutsu. It's simple. It's just feeling that as the out-breath happens, as if you could trace energy going down the front of the body with the out-breath. And as the in-breath happens, as if you could feel energy coming up the back of the body. So breathing out comes first. According to Jin Shin Jutsu, we breathe out and then there's space for something else to happen. So breathing out down the front, it's just a game. Breathing in up the back. They talk about receiving limitless energy. So that there's this chance that even if we have reason to be tired, we could tune into another way of being where we're not affected by the tiredness, where we tap into limitless energy. Not so that we can do more, not so that anything. Letting go of that thinking of doing this in order to get that. Allowing room for just breathing out and letting go of what's extra. What's old. What doesn't belong here. And breathing in and receiving the limitless. With the out-breath, energy down the front. With the in-breath, energy up the back. With the out-breath, just riding with the natural generosity of the body, giving away what's extra. And with the in-breath, tuning into the natural receptivity, the limitless receptivity of being human. Then just letting your breath again be itself. And maybe tuning into the end of the out-breath and the space before the in-breath happens. That shift. From out-breath to in-breath. So just relaxing and being here and then noticing here comes the out-breath. And then especially tuning in to how it feels at the end of the out-breath. And a kind of glimpse of what it's like between out-breath and in-breath. if possible. And being open to feel simply and honestly what is important to you. And this would be an exploration that would be worthwhile to give years to. And so today's exploration of what is important to you is just for today. It doesn't have to be your definitive final answer. It can be interesting to stay tuning into the end of the out-breath as if at the edge of a cliff, just calling out the question to your depths, into that gap or shift before the in-breath comes. If you find responses to the question, what is important, and those responses don't make you shake inside, they don't electrify you, then keep open. To maybe finding a way of questioning that's more in your own way that could reach deeper than my words. Allowing the questioning to go on gently, but unhesitatingly, unstoppably, with a simple honesty. So the answers that come that don't completely ring true, that might be someone else's answer, to just throw them out the window. Give them back. So it's like in a card game where you can discard, and so that card enters the game again, but it's not in your hand. What makes all the things that I love lovable? What is it that I love about the things I love to do or the people I love to be with. What place in me comes open, or what quality is allowed? And in this beginning part of our exploration, just to be aware that it's very likely when we are able to ask the question deeply, we might be able to notice several responses that almost come out into the open and then hide back into the sand. And then that one more acceptable answer comes out and is visible or understandable. And just gently and patiently being present in a way that the other responses might also be willing to be glimpsed, to be felt, to be heard. The wilder, the unruly, the embarrassing, the scary, the authentic, the ones that aren't in the books, that don't necessarily have a name. And if you have come to a feeling sense of what is important to you that feels good enough for now, then starting to really enter into intimacy with that feeling sense. And if it feels far away or mental, then I would recommend being open to remember a moment that you feel was one of the best moments of your life. Whether it was flashy or quiet. Whether you were still or dancing, making love, in despair. A moment that you felt close to what makes life worthwhile. Maybe feeling at home, maybe feeling things are in their place, beyond my ideas of how they should be. Maybe joy or clarity. Or an indescribable softness. And by remembering and letting the memory be just as vivid as you can, let it be today, just now. Who, where, what, when, sounds, textures, tastes, smells. Getting inside the feeling of that moment, coming to know intimately its texture, And letting your cells breathe that in. Swim in that. Feeling loved or love. Or vastness, or whatever else. And sometimes it helps to have some questions in mind to help us feel more intimately, to give more permission to swim in that, to roll around in that grass. So just feeling whether it feels warm or cool, heavy or light. Expansive or embracing. And sometimes the answer might be yes to all of those qualities. Is there stillness or movement, fluidity, silkiness? Streaming. Streaming power. Sifting down. And then relaxing a little more and seeing if you could still feel. With less trying to feel. Trusting your capacity to feel a little bit more, maybe. And trusting the reality of what you're feeling. And then it could be a kind of relief to know that we could pretend, imagine, or feel that quality, that texture, that which is important to us. We could allow that to be our fragrance. We could not contain it so tightly and secretly. And sometimes with the breath can be a good way. So with the out breath, as if we exhale that rhythm or that texture or that fragrance or that song or that brightness. And with the in-breath, we continue to allow the cells to fill themselves, to float in that silkiness, to enjoy it naturally and simply. At this point, sometimes it's helpful to have a word to help you stay connected. So if there is a word that resonates with the quality, that helps you remember the quality, the silkiness or whatever. So it could be a word like peace, or love, or honesty. Your own word for today that feels light-hearted and true. And just noticing if it's helpful to silently repeat the word as you breathe out and let the silkiness come off of you, radiate in all directions, as if it's coming through the pores of your skin, above, below, and all around you. Gently radiating, not enforcing itself, not needing to be received, and not holding back. But gently and steadily filling the room, ground below us, with all its creatures. The air we are breathing in and out together, and each other. Breathing in and filling, floating, offering without forcing silkiness to all of the inner world. Not only physical, and breathing out, overflowing in all directions, as far as you wish, as far as you can connect with vividly, vividly connect with. Or you might feel you need more time to connect just with yourself and the quality, and that is really important. So do that. And sometimes offering that quality to oneself is the hardest thing in the world. Sometimes it could help to imagine yourself as a child and offering that silkiness to the child. And how the child doesn't need to deserve it, doesn't need to be good enough. Doesn't need to give it away as soon as it comes in, but can absorb it unselfishly and naturally. So imagining yourself as a child, if you feel that would be helpful. And letting the child be unselfconscious in an atmosphere of that silkiness or rootedness or vastness or love or whatever. And probably the child can receive and give at once. Without complication. Sometimes it helps, for some people it's easier to connect to individual people or creatures one by one rather than just sort of expanding and radiating out to an anonymous group. And so you could start with the person who just happens to be closest to you physically in the hall. You can even sneak a look at who that is again. And then maybe another person in the room. Or we could expand, including this room. We could think of not discriminating against the inanimate walls and floors and fans and electricity as we reach grass and road and woods. peace, clarity, ease, lightheartedness, with the pond and its life, the earth and the woods and the skies and their creatures and powers and presences. And a sense of wonder, perhaps, as you might be curious about how it is that even in our complicated lives, we could feel so simply and truly what is important, and come into some kind of contact with that, with a feeling of that, a feeling sense of what's important. Where does that wish and that knowing come from? And that quality that we sense as so intimate and even secret. How is it that when we imagine sharing it or when we share it, we could get a sense that everything in our world recognizes the importance of that peace, integrity, fluidity, silkiness, or whatever. In the same way that our cells sometimes surprise us by saying yes, we can be surprised by our world and the possibility that the grass also senses a yes. In the presence of silkiness, in the presence of brightness, and those people, those buildings made by people, those skies not made by people. Filling and overflowing, perhaps as one gesture. Perhaps allowing our sense of our inner world and our outer world to be seamless. And so we breathe in, and our world fills. And we breathe out, and the silkiness shares itself more intimately and more widely and more playfully. Though Our world is also filled with highways made by people and trucks, bicycles made by people. Filling and radiating upliftment, buoyancy, courage, stillness. Or whatever. If you prefer to go one by one, you can still expand and include that tree, that particular grass, that fish or frog. That ant or buzzard. That driver. That worker, that sleeper, and feeling free to let it keep expanding as you wish. It's not like you need to get somewhere other than the joy of connecting to this flow of generosity inwardly and outwardly that is intrinsic to this life. But we could include the ocean mountains, cities and deserts, fields and wastelands, ice, river, some people may find it easier to connect as the wider we go with more of a sentence like, may there be peace. Some people find just the one word more ringing more clearly, and others find it necessary to let go of the words. So whatever works well for you now. Imagining or feeling this earth and its life, may there be peace. in, on, and around. This earth that is at once broad and tiny, as we also include what is beyond this planet. Why not? Included in our inner and outer world. And beyond our imagination of what is. Just simply staying true to that fragrance, song, texture, flavor. Image. That represents what's important to you. And then leaving off the exercise. Letting go of trying to connect and fill and radiate. And feeling free to continue with this kind of practice, to make it your own, as much as and as often as you like. And even if you don't like this kind of practice, may I suggest that you give yourself a few moments between now and the end of the retreat where you really feel your gifts, the preciousness of your life, and the sense that you didn't really make that, but it is somehow within your hands, so to speak. And just playing with the possibility of just standing, sitting, lying, feeling your precious life. What makes your life precious to you also. And a kind of flinging gesture of giving it all completely. Just as an experiment to see what happens. You don't need to say or do necessarily anything with that inner gesture. Carefree. Hundred percent fully giving of yourself. May there be peace within above, below, and all around. And may our practice and our willingness to see clearly and to live fully participate in this momentum towards liberation for all.